Last spring, our Wabasha Kellogg Junior High and High School students performed Cole Porter's Anything Goes. The title of this musical gets its name from one of the catchy tunes in the play, and if you were in the musical or if you got to see our young people perform, it's hard to get that song and that refrain out of your head. Although I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose, anything goes. And I have that song in my head today because I've heard a lot of people tell me that they think that this is the perfect theme song for the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. Some people have told me that their understanding of what the Pope is saying during this Year of Mercy is that anything goes. That this year of mercy is a year that you can do whatever you want, sin as much as you want, be as evil as you want, and it doesn't matter because for this year, anything goes. Well, let me say for the record that anything goes is not the theme song for this year of mercy. Let's look at what beloved Pope Francis actually says in the papal bull, Misericordiae Vultus, paragraph 19. The Pope speaking now, he says, I direct this invitation to conversion even more fervently to those whose behavior distances them from the grace of God. For their own good, I beg them to change their lives. This is the opportune moment to change our lives. This is the time to allow our hearts to be touched. So you can see clearly from what the Pope is saying that this year of mercy is not about anything goes. Instead, it's about conversion. It's about changing our lives. It's about turning away from sin and turning back to God. You know, mercy only makes sense if you recognize you're a sinner, right? Mercy only makes sense if you recognize that you do things that are bad and evil and wicked and that offend God, right? If you're not sick, you don't need a doctor. If you're not drowning, you don't need a lifeguard. And if you're not a sinner, you don't need a savior. Mercy only makes sense if we recognize that we need something to be saved from. A year of mercy only makes sense if God has some sinner to be merciful toward. And so far from being a year where any type of morality goes, this is a year instead to rediscover the unconditional love and mercy of God. It's a year to rediscover that God so earnestly desires to forgive and forget every one of our sins. This is a year to discover how much God loves us and wants us to change our lives. When I was teaching high school now, a good 15 years ago, there was a lesson that I gave to the high school students that was very effective. And it's really appropriate for this time of year. So I'd like to try that lesson with you today. I'd like you to think of something that you are giving someone for Christmas. Don't tell me what it is. Don't raise your hand. Don't ruin the surprise. Just think about something that you're giving somebody for Christmas, okay? Got it? Okay, so in the spirit of the times, you're giving someone the Lego Millennium Falcon for Christmas. What a great idea to give them the Lego Millennium Falcon. Now, did you have to get them the Lego Millennium Falcon? Couldn't you have gotten them an iPad instead? Couldn't you have gotten them just a nice traditional red and green Christmas sweater instead? You didn't have to get them the Millennium Falcon, did you? And how did you wrap your present? Did you use reindeer paper? Did you use snowman paper? Did you use a bag with the poinsettias on it and the red tissue paper sticking up? Did you use the comic section from last Sunday's paper to wrap the present? Did you use religious wrapping paper that mentions Jesus and Emmanuel and the Prince of Peace? How did you wrap your present? And what would you think of a person who received your well-thought-of gift? And they said, oh, my goodness, please take that back and rewrap this present. You know that I do not like reindeer paper. I am a vegetarian and I do not like venison. Take it back. Rewrap it. What would you think of the person that said, I am so offended that you wrapped my gift in snowman wrapping paper. I take offense to that. Rewrap my gift in snow women wrapping paper. What would you think of a person who said that? I actually know one real live story in real life of how this happened. I'll try to keep them anonymous. This person received a beautiful gift for Christmas, delivered right to their front door, and the person said, take that gift back. I do not accept gifts from FedEx. I only accept gifts delivered by the United States Postal Service. Interesting how a person demands how the gift is delivered. The truth is that the person giving the gift gets to decide what to give and how to wrap the present. We shouldn't tell the gift giver that we want the present, but that we want it wrapped and delivered in the way that we want it. But isn't that sometimes what we do with God? I always tell the kids that the best Christmas present of all is mercy and forgiveness. And he didn't have to get us that Christmas present. We don't deserve it. He doesn't owe it to us. He could have gotten us something else. That's his Christmas present, mercy and forgiveness. And how does he wrap this present? He wraps his present of mercy with the hands of the priest in the sacrament of penance. How often we want the gift of mercy and forgiveness, but we don't want to go to confession because we don't like the way that Jesus wraps his present. We want it wrapped and delivered in the way that we want it. God is wrapping his present of mercy in the humble hands of a priest in the sacrament of penance. Last week, you know, we talked extensively about the Jubilee doors. These extraordinary doors that are only opened for the Jubilee year. We spent a long time talking about it. We spent a long time talking about the awesome graces and indulgences that you receive under certain conditions for going through these Jubilee doors. And at the heart of going through the doors is making a good confession, of being detached from sin and encountering the Lord's mercy in the sacrament of penance. I was with the bishop this week several times, and one day last week, we met as a curia for an Advent day of reflection, and the bishop said something beautiful. He said, the ordinary door of mercy is the confessional. Isn't that beautiful? We spent all that time last week talking about the extraordinary Jubilee doors and walking through them, but the bishop said the ordinary door for mercy that is never closed, that is open every year, is the door to the confessional. And now we find ourselves here in the fourth quarter, with the two-minute warning sounded, and it's time to blitz the quarterback. And here we are in the fourth quarter of Advent. It's the fourth week of Advent. We finally lit our fourth candle, and the blitz is on. And I would encourage you, let's not blitz the quarterback. Let's blitz the priest in the sacrament of penance. Let's blitz the priest in the confessional. I've already heard the confessions of all of our students who attend religious education on Wednesday nights. This coming Tuesday, I will be finishing hearing all of the confessions of the grade school students at St. Felix School. Tonight or this afternoon at 3:30, there'll be four other priests here to help me this afternoon to hear confessions. And the blitz is on. I'll be in the confessional today, tomorrow, and the next day. As an instrument, as the wrapping paper of God's mercy. I was talking to my friend Father Bierman this week at our Advent gathering with the bishop and the priests and the deacons of the diocese. We had a wonderful holy hour and benediction and an opportunity for confession for us. And Father Bierman told me that at his four parishes, his goal is that every parishioner would make a good confession at least once during the year of mercy. That's quite a goal, isn't it? That every parishioner, second grade on up, would make at least one confession during the year of mercy in the next 11 months exactly. From today, the 20th of December, until the 20th of November, 2016. That's a good goal, isn't it? Every parishioner to make a good confession in the next year. Because if you do, you cannot be lost. No one can be lost who makes a good confession. Nobody. No one can go to hell who makes an honest, humble, complete confession to a priest in the sacrament of penance and firmly intends, with the help of God's grace, to sin no more. It's impossible to be lost for the person who makes a good confession. And so the Pope says over and over, now is the time for mercy. Now is the favorable time to offer everyone, the Pope says, the way of forgiveness and reconciliation. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.